Kim Charlesworth has a life that has always revolved around food. She loves to cook and eat and is passionate about the benefits of healthy eating. She's a holistic nutritionist and a former Nelson City Councilor. Currently, Kim is the coordinator for the Nelson Food Cupboard. Over the last 2 years, Kim has also led a group of devoted farmers and food advocates in the creation of the Kootenai and Boundary Food Producers Co-op. Good morning, Kim.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
What's it all about?
We're really excited. We started working on this about 2.5 years ago, recognizing the need for supporting farmers and other food producers in our area. So all of us food activists got together with some farmers, and we created the Food Producers Co-op. It's producer-led, and which means that whatever they need is what we will be working towards providing. This year, we started a pilot distribution system. And we had 3 farmers involved with that. And the launch party is all about telling people what the successes were and how we want to move forward.
Nice. So how many people are involved in it? How many different farmers?
Right now, we have 5 farmer members. And you do actually have to be a food producer to be a member. Now, right. That can be a farmer, or it can also be a secondary food processor, somebody that takes food and turns it into something else, like soup or chocolate or whatever.
Okay, so it can't be just someone with a backyard garden.
If you're producing food to sell, you could be a member.
Okay.
And you said there's 5 members so far?
Currently, we have 5 members. And funnily enough, I'm actually not eligible to be a member because I don't produce food to sell. I just eat it.
There's none left to sell.
So I'm a supporter. We have a supporter category.
Oh, nice.
And who are the members? What are they producing?
Well, right now, they are all, we have 4... Well, 3 members who produce vegetables, and they are all located in the Salmo Fruitvale area. And they were our members that participated in the pilot distribution project this summer. We also have a hog farmer from up the valley, and we have a fellow who produces both beef and vegetables and peonies.
So it sounds like there's going to be a pretty diverse menu tomorrow night.
You betcha.
Yeah. Great. So the idea around having a food producers co-op, what's the idea? I mean, why get together to form a co-op?
Well, there have been numerous reports done over the last 8 to 10 years showing how agriculture in this area is suffering, that farmers can't make a living as farmers. So agriculture has a huge potential for economic development in our area, and we all know that the food system is becoming more and more precarious, what with global warming, all of those kinds of things. So we wanted to help fix some of those problems that have started to develop over the last 20 years as governments pulled out of those supports. So that's why.
Is there any kind of connection to what your interest or involvement with this that ties into the Nelson Food Cupboard at all?
No, not really. I wear 2 completely different hats, which isn't to say that we wouldn't encourage our farmers in the Food Producers Co-op to consider how they can help the less fortunate with either their seconds or whatever that looks like.
Is there anything else like this in other places?
There is. There are a lot of food producers co-ops or food hubs that are providing some of the same services that we're looking at providing, and they exist all over North America. It is a relatively new way of addressing some of these agricultural problems, but we have looked at several different models in the in the northwestern U.S., as well as there is one down on Vancouver Island, and I think there's one up in the Prince George area.
And the co-op itself, then, this is, for the sake of our listeners, this is actually co-op week. I think we're just sort of,
that's right.
We're just
yeah,
sort
it
of
is.
Rounding it up.
Rounding it up, yep.
And there are, what did I learn this week, 18 co-ops in the Kootenai region?
Probably.
Yeah. Of which you're one.
Of which we're one.
Yep. Probably the newest one.
And we're one.
And we have received a lot of support from the Kootenai Co-op store. So we're working together with them to help develop local suppliers for everyone.
Awesome.
Yeah. I spent a bit of time on Tuesday out in front of the co-op listening and talking to people about co-ops and that sort of thing. I put together a bit of a recording. I'm not sure if I'm going to get a chance to play it today, but it was an interesting bit of education around co-ops and what they do.
Yeah.
And one of the challenges for folks was actually Zoe Creighton,
yes,
who's involved with the station here, was asking people how many co-ops they could name within a 300-kilometer radius. Or name three, anyways. And invariably, people came up with this place, Kootenai Co-op Radio.
Kootenai Co-op, the grocery store, which, well, she wouldn't let them use because they were standing in front of.
Yes. There was the car share, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just wonderful to see that there's so many different co-ops. Have you... one of the things that she highlighted as well is that cooperation between co-ops is something that's actually part of being a co-op. So are there any other co-ops that you're cooperating with?
Absolutely. There is the West Kootenai Permaculture Co-op Association, which is primarily centered in the Slocan Valley. And we've been collaborating with them on making sure, first of all, that we're not duplicating any services. And secondly, they run the kootenaifood.com website. So we use that website whenever we can. They're definitely invited to participate in our activities. And, you know, they are planning a value-added processing facility at some point in the next couple of years in the Slocan Valley. So we're going to make sure that, although that is in our business plan as well, that we're not going to locate one in the Slocan Valley because that's what they're doing. So, yeah, we're definitely making sure. We're also collaborating with Kootenai Local Agricultural Society, the Kootenai Organic Growers Society, the Creston Valley Food Action Coalition, the Caslow Food Hub, all of these various different food organizations all over the region.
So you're playing nice with your neighbors.
Oh, we are totally playing nice with the neighbors. And there's a benefit to us. If they're doing it, we don't want to. We've got enough to do without trying to do something somebody else is already doing.
Yeah, you don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you one last question about the co-op itself, and then I want to ask you about the event tomorrow night. But what can you say about benefits for members of being part of the co-op?
Well, there's benefits from collaboration and cooperation. Just exactly what I said earlier.
Okay.
We don't all have to reinvent the wheel. We can get together and we can do it collaboratively. We're pooling resources. We're pooling time. And in this case, the members get to decide what we're going to do that's going to benefit them, as opposed to more of a business model where we're only going to do what makes money. So, yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much for having us.
It's been good to talk to you, and good to see you again.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.